This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Usually the day after a primary or primaries, we like to look ahead to the next states with elections coming up. Wisconsin and Hawaii are up next. Today, though, we thought we'd check in with some of the states we thought should be finished by now. There are outstanding election issues in a number of states that have already voted. Joining us now to explain it all is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Mara, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, let's start with New Mexico, the Democratic primary there. It was on Super Tuesday, and still we don't have a definitive result. Why?
Because New Mexico was overwhelmed by voters, and they had very long lines. They had to give a lot of provisional ballots out, which is basically a ballot you give to somebody when there's some irregularity, perhaps, in their registration. You're not quite sure if they're a registered Democrat. Maybe they're in the wrong precinct. And all of those are being counted. It takes a long time to count them. The campaigns have agreed on a method for counting them. And it's just a long, hard slog.
And I understand there's just one delegate that's in the balance there.
That's right. There's only one delegate. In other words, Clinton has 13. Obama has 12. Maybe the balance would tip the other way. The thing that's interesting about this whole issue about New Mexico is up until last night, we were really focused on one delegate at a time. In other words, New Mexico might really loom large, even if it only meant one delegate, because this was a race on the Democratic side that was about hand-to-hand combat, a fight for every delegate. It looked like maybe it would go into July and they would still be tied. Now what we're faced with after the primaries last night is perhaps a different situation. We don't know yet, but if Obama has really been able to create some real old-fashioned momentum, which up until now has not existed in the Democratic race, things might change. And one delegate in New Mexico or a contested delegate in some other state might not loom as large as we've all been thinking it would.
Well, looming even larger then would be Michigan and Florida, which have already
voted. Now, those might loom very large. That's a little different. Michigan and Florida, as you know, were penalized because they jumped the line. They broke the Democratic Party rules, which said you can't have a primary or a caucus before February 5th. But they ignored the Democratic Party and went ahead. Then they were punished by Democratic Party rules, which stripped them of all their delegates. So they did have a primary, but no delegates were awarded. Now, of course, Michigan and Florida want their delegates to count. Hillary Clinton, who, quote, won those contests, even though she wasn't awarded any delegates, wants to get those delegates. And Michigan and Florida, of course, between them, have enough delegates that in a very tight race could make the difference. Now, the party is working very hard to resolve this problem. It doesn't want to have a floor fight at the convention. It wants to find a way to seat the Michigan and Florida delegates without having them make a difference as to who is the winner.
Huh.
That's the trick.
Yeah. Well, could they just have new voting, new caucuses?
They could. That would be pretty hard. First of all, caucuses, that's a whole different thing. And remember, Hillary Clinton is on record. She does not like caucuses. And she has spoken out very strongly against them, of course, as soon as all of them were over. not while they were still going on. She doesn't like them. She said her husband never won one. She thinks they're undemocratic because you have to vote at a certain time. It penalizes her voters who are blue collar, people who can't get off from work. No, I don't think that you could really have caucuses. Maybe you could have some other form where the delegates meet and they just evenly divide the delegates. In other words, just split them in half, give half to Obama, half to Hillary, and call it a day. I think it would be very, very hard to have a real do-over.
Okay, let's look at the Republicans. Mike Huckabee is still contesting Washington State, those caucuses. Does he have a chance of getting the result turned around?
I don't think so. I think that the problem in Washington State was very simple. The state party just jumped the gun. It just declared a winner when there was about 87% of the vote counted. And Mike Huckabee wants all the votes counted. It is a close election. But, you know, Mike Huckabee is so far behind John McCain, especially after last night. I think he has about a third the number of delegates that John McCain has. And it is getting to be mathematically impossible for him to catch up, and Washington State would not make a difference.
Mara Liasson is NPR's national political correspondent. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Madeline.